right now in studio with us. We would love to see her either way, even better when she brings in goodies from West Market Square Artisan Coffee House. Cheryl Mishu with us. Hello, Cheryl.
Hello.
Lovely to see you.
Thank you.
Glad you were able to be here. Glad you were able to find us. Yeah. Did I mention we're not at Seasons anymore?
Yes, no. No, but I found you. I snooped you out.
Thank you.
I may have run a few red lights to get here, but you know.
Not a problem. We can write you a note that you're okay. We cover you for all that. You brought in some wonderful goodies for us this afternoon. Carrie got a little double espresso. You're feeling pretty good now.
It is a great way to end the show. I think this should become a regular,
yes,
regular thing.
And this peppermint tea, this is fabulous.
Yeah, that's from Tea Mania. So they're a local out of Winnipore, so we'll give a shout out to them. We carry a bunch of their teas, but we serve, I don't know, 8 of them by the cup as well. So they do a great job down there, Deb and Dan.
And Carrie's got, a little pumpkin bread there? Is that what we're looking at? Pumpkin coffee cake? Oh, my Lord.
And Rich has got a apple hand pie. Cassie is our baker down there. She does an awesome job. She makes quiche and coffee cakes. And we try to have a couple of gluten-free options every day, like cookies or macarons or macaroons, either one. Overnight oats.
And I will tell you, Ginger enjoyed it immensely, a spooky dog treat the other day.
Yes, we have dog treats. Yeah, they're actually... humans could eat them. They've got all kinds of great ingredients in them. Yeah.
That's what Geneva said, that you could eat them.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Peanut butter and oatmeal in them. And Well, we take care of all our fur babies.
You do. Well, for anybody who doesn't know, West Market Square Artisan Coffee House, right on Broad Street in downtown Bangor, going in the midst of your third year, right?
3.5 years.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. It went by in a blur, but it's great. Yeah, we had a really great summer. Thank you, everybody. It's been awesome. We have a good time. We're super serious about the coffee, but we have a great time.
Well, I went there originally for the coffee and because I like to support local business, but what's made me a regular is the people there. It's the atmosphere. It's just got that feel where you want to just sit down, and I'm usually on the run, but when I get the chance to sit down and enjoy my coffee, it's just a funky feel in the heart of downtown Bangor.
Yeah, it's got a nice little vibe, doesn't it? And that was my goal, was to have a really comfy spot, but have a little bit of a Cheers vibe, but have really super good coffee at the center of it. And as you know, we're really serious about it, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. It's true, isn't it? We see you come through the door. It's like, Norm, and we know exactly what you're going to have for coffee.
I threw Amy for a loop. Oh, I had some time. I got a latte. All right.
No grumpy hour.
No.
Yeah.
We mentioned that again. We did earlier today, 7 to 8 a.m. Monday through Friday morning, grumpy hour. You get a 16-ounce brewed coffee for only $2. It's the best deal in town.
It is the best deal. That includes the tax and everything. It's just a flat $2.
Yeah.
Can't beat that with a stick, as we say in Maine.
You do the story slams every month. When's the next one coming up?
So first Friday of every month. So the next one is November 1st, and the theme is prickly situations. So for folks who have never been to a story slam, it's similar to the Moth Hour that's on NPR. That's a real serious version of it. But you take a theme, people show up for it. We usually get a really nice crowd. If you want to tell a story, you throw your name in a hat. It gets picked randomly, and folks come up, and they have about 5 to 7 minutes to tell their personal story around that theme. And a shout out to Bangor Savings Bank, because they underwrite it for us. So the winning, if you will, story of the evening gets a $25 Bowie local card at the end of that whole evening and storytelling. So it's great if you want to tell a story, but it's also fun just to sit back and listen to them. Some are funny, some are sad. It just kind of runs the gamut. It's really a nice cultural little event.
Yeah.
And we do it at 6:30, first Friday of every month. Yep.
And what else is going on? You got some things in the works for the next few weeks?
Yeah, we do. So downtown Bangor does early bird sale November 2nd. So some of the stores like Mexicali Blues open as early as 6 a.m., I believe it is. We'll open at 7, so all you early bird shoppers can get your coffee and make a go of the shopping downtown. And the whole month of November, we're partnering with our coffee roaster, which is Tandem Coffee Roasters out of Portland, Maine. And we're going to be doing $3 off the bags of beans that we sell of theirs for the entire month.
Wow.
So nice, high quality, specialty grade beans. So we'll do that. And that will be happening on November 2nd. We'll also have a discount on the drippers for pour overs. And then we've got on November 3rd, Josh is one of the great baristas that works down there at Tandem. He's also their coffee trainer. He's going to come up and do a demo on Sunday from 10 to noon.
Nice.
On how to use an AeroPress, how to use the pour over. And he'll even help you out if what you have is a good old drip coffee maker at home. He'll give you some tips on pulling a good cup of coffee out of that. So always a good time with Josh. He's super knowledgeable about coffee. So bring your coffee questions. And
we take our coffee pretty seriously around here, too, don't we, Carrie?
I do, yes. I have a French press in my office, so I don't have to have the kitchen coffee that gets made.
Again and again in the same pot, right?
Yeah.
We sell the AeroPress, we sell the pour over drippers, we have some cold brew jars and set up for that. We've got a nice burr grinder that we sell for having at home. But again, we're pretty laid back, and if we've got a few minutes, we'll walk you through how to use those, how many grams of coffee, how many grams of water. It doesn't have to be, just have fun with it. I don't want it to make it sound like it's a big science experiment. it's great.
The coffee's great. The tea is wonderful. Cassie's cooking up wonderful things right there. The quiche is now every day, right?
Every day. We have a meat version and a veggie version. Like, we just can't keep it in the shop. It's
and you've
so
got
popular.
Elaine's Big As Your Head donuts.
Yes. It's the only thing that's not made at the coffee house, by the way. But, we definitely, for those hardcore Elaine Donuts folks, we've now committed to making sure they're in the shop on Monday and Wednesday. So be sure you mark that on your calendar because we were getting so many requests for it.
I'm sure.
Yeah. So, yeah, she's very popular and they are as big as your head.
Stop in and see the good folks. West Market Square Artisan Coffee House, 24 Broad Street in downtown Bangor. Thank you, Cheryl.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
You bet.